Welcome to the Drivecast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Into the Wild, where we're looking at how, through the life of Moses, God brought his people from bondage into freedom. At this point in the series, the people of Israel have been brought out of Egypt, where they've been held as slaves for generations. And through some miraculous events that God had done, they are now free in the land, getting ready to head towards the Promised Land. The Red Sea has collapsed on the Egyptian army, which has decimated their army. So there's no threat from the Egyptians now. It's just a period of time before God brings them into the Promised Land. Moses goes up Mount Sinai to communicate with God, to talk about the covenant that he's making with the people, about his law and about his standard of righteousness and the way that the people of Israel are to live. But while he's up there, it takes longer than the people expected, and the people start to believe that maybe Moses is dead. The people go to Aaron and say to Aaron, we don't know where Moses is. Make us gods. And what Aaron does, he says, well, give me the gold earrings. So I assume that would be the gold that the Egyptians had given them when they were leaving Israel. Where the people are saying, hey, take our gold. Go, let it go well for you. They plundered Egypt with this gold. And now they've taken probably that same gold and they've put it into the fire. And Aaron has made a golden calf out of it that they could worship. And Aaron is saying, this is the God that brought you up out of Egypt. Now, this is a tragic story. When you think about how God has done so much for these people to show them who he is and how he's going to protect them, and all he wants for them is to follow him, the true God, and the people are rebelling. Well, then this conversation takes place between Moses and God where, you know, God says to Moses, hey, have you noticed what's going on down there? The people you brought up have now disobeyed. And, you know, I'm basically going to eliminate them. And Moses goes back and says, no, wait a second, God, you're the one who brought them up. These are people of your name. You've promised them from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this whole thing's going on. And I believe the purpose is that God is trying to teach Moses something. He's teaching him that God has a standard of righteousness. God has a standard of what he expects us to come to. And when Moses goes down, he sees and he confronts Aaron with a really interesting part found in chapter 32, verse 21 through 24. It says this. He says to Aaron, why did these people, what did they do to you that led them into such a great sin? Do not angry, my lord, Aaron answered. You know how prone these people are to evil. And they said to me, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. So I told them, whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off. Then they gave me the gold and I threw it into the fire and out came this calf. That's interesting because, you know, we've all had these conversations with our children. You know, if you've had kids, you know, kids always have a way to justify themselves that and to us may seem completely ridiculous. And when we look at Aaron, he does a very similar thing saying, well, we threw the gold in the fire and out popped this calf. You know, almost as if to say, what did you want us to do, Moses? You were gone. But here's the thing. I think the people, their heart wasn't with God. They simply wanted God to provide for them. And when they didn't think God was going to do that, they naturally went with their own intuition, was to do something they felt they could control, make a God for themselves. Interestingly enough, when I think about my own heart and the people that I've been around, even though we have much greater advantage than what the people of Israel did, by knowing God personally, by knowing the gospel, by receiving his Holy Spirit into us, even though that's true, we have a tendency to justify our own golden calves. A golden calf to us might be something that we believe is going to give us the type of satisfaction that only God can give. These are the things that we turn to when we don't really want to trust God. These things that we lean on. And I know that if given a chance, we can have the same type of justification. We can, you know, make it seem okay in our own mind to turn away from God. Well, I think the beauty of the passage is that, you know, Moses goes back to God and they have this interaction and God grants them mercy. He forgives them. He allows them to continue on. I think for us, that confrontation in our own hearts is to say to God, wherever there's a golden calf, to say to God, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I don't want to lean on this thing. I don't want to lean on these ideas, lean on this, that what it is that I turn to. God, help me to turn to you. So wherever you're at right now, maybe there's an area of your life that you know doesn't belong. Maybe an area that you've been leaning on a little too much. Maybe it's the success of your family or success of your children, or maybe it's your finances, or maybe it's your reputation. Whatever it is, turn it over to God. So take a second even right now and just pray and ask the Lord to forgive you and to release that golden calf to him and allow him to destroy it the way he wants to. God, we're so grateful for all that you do in and through our lives. Pray, Lord, that you challenge us to look at you and to notice you in the midst of our lives and in the midst of our circumstances. Help us to recognize you rather than the things that are lesser. Lord, forgive us for the things that we do that don't belong. Help us not to justify our own golden calves in our life. Lord, we love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for being part of the Drivecast today. Take care.